How strange that we call this Friday good. What's good about it? Well, you know, just about everything. Well, how can the execution of an innocent man be good? How can the betrayal and the ridicule and the sheer cruelty of it all be good? The reality of the passion transforms everything it touches. So important is the passion that the church gives it to us two times. Once, of course, on Palm Sunday, and then today on that Friday called Good. It is a symphony of God's love for us. Every part of it gives us an insight into the magnificent love of the Creator for his creatures. There are two schools of thought in the church about the necessity of the suffering and death of Jesus. Some link it directly to the fall of Adam, saying that it was necessary that it could be carried out to remedy the fall of our mother and father in that garden so long ago. And others say it was out of sheer love for us sinners that Christ came and died for us. I am of the latter school. I think God's love so overrode everything else. He was not content just with the incarnation, but chose to take this terrible instrument of torture and show the world that even this great evil could be transformed into a great source of healing and redemption. Every blow that Jesus endured, every insult, every spit, every lash, every nail pounded into his hands and feet, all of it elicited from God compassion and love. Father, forgive them. Comes from the innermost core of Jesus' being. For they know not what they do. Even those of us who call ourselves Christian really don't know what we do when we sin. Father, forgive them, continues down through the ages. And from the lips of priests, it is Christ says to us, Father, forgive them. From the healing hands of the oils of anointing comes God's response to our wounds. The patience of the cross, the humility of the cross, the inevitability of the cross is for our instruction and good. Not only it ultimately is at the salvation of the world, but it is a role model for us in everyday life. Jesus said unequivocally, you must take up your cross to follow me. And so Calvary is present in all of our lives, in all of the times that we give of ourselves in service to one another, of all the times that we follow the gospel and suffer the consequences many times. Calvary goes on. An event occurred at one time and place. The effects of Calvary continue. The healing effects and the challenges as well. For God's in love with us. And that romance ended on a cross. But it did not cease there. It goes on at every Mass, at every sacrament joyfully celebrated. Christ says, I love you. I have died for you. Now live for me. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It is our task and our pleasure to know more and more what we are doing, so that what takes us away from the cross may not be avoided, so that which leads us to once more turn our back on the cross may not be done. It is the cross that takes us to the resurrection. It is the cross that brings us joy, and only God and his endless love could perform such a great miracle. Of all the signs and miracles that Jesus performed in this world, it was his exiting of it as the greatest sign and miracle of all time. And just to remind us of it, he instituted this most blessed sacrament to remind us of his love and his triumph. He gives us the great feast of Easter. Joy, joy, and love have transformed the gloom and the darkness of death in the cross. Amen.